You're walking along a narrow path. The sound of your shoes clacking against the red bricks with every footfall is both comforting and familiar. You breathe in the fresh air, the delicious smells of the bakery just around the corner, and the flowers that always bloom this time of year. The old-fashioned wristwatch ticks loudly in your ears. You've been able to ignore it for the past few days, but now it seems to be getting bolder and bolder. Tick, tock, tick, tock. It thunders in your mind. It's becoming a song. A melody that calls to you, and only you, reminding you of its presence, tempting you to go back in time again. Hidden within the rhythm of the watch is the memory of Ada, the sweet, elderly woman and friend you once met. As you walk to the ticking of the clock, your mind takes you back to the first time you saw her, and your heart fills with a calming joy. How nice it would be to see her once more, you think. You look at your surroundings again, the familiar street, the houses with their stone walls, and vines creeping along the windows. Homes that remind you of a time long, long ago. A time you visited once before. You close your eyes and inhale the scent of spring, of freshly baked bread being warmed in a large oven, and the subtle aroma of someone lighting their fireplace. Slowly, your fingers itch toward your watch. They creep nearer to the dial. You feel the tiny metal knob against your skin, cold and inviting. Just like the first time it happened, your fingers move as they have willpower of their own. As your fingers rest there on your wrist, the desire begins to build until you can no longer deny it. And, like you've done 100 times before, you turn back the clock. Tick, tock, tick, talk. A rush of cold air blows around you. It kisses your skin and then it's gone. When you reopen your eyes, the scene before you is completely different. The houses all seem to have disappeared, as have the cars parked in front of them, and your favorite bakery. Now, rather than a clear blue sky, the air is thick with fog. You can barely see 2 feet in front of you. The path you once stood on is now simply a damp mud track, running between 2 fields filled with lush, tall trees. Weeds grow past your hips. You reach out your fingers and allow the soft green stems to brush against your skin. The air smells different here. It's completely untouched by the scent of cars and traffic. there is a kind of purity that makes your lungs cry out with joy. You breathe in deeply and turn your face to the sky. The air is moist, and tiny rain droplets stick to your hair, caress your cheeks, and lightly dampen your clothes. The world around you is quiet. It's so different from the time you just left, the one with streams of cars zooming past, people talking loudly, and bright lights that are so intense they sometimes block out the stars in the night sky. Here, you can breathe. Here, the world feels like it's your own.